Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head football coach Chad Moore. And Coach, Thursday night football, your team a couple of nights ago taking on Okoboji for a second straight year, and always a tough team to prepare for with that that Bob Howard looking single wing offense that Coach Pluger brings over. And your team played well defensively. You kept them out of the end zone twice, within 5 yards of them trying to score. They do get a touchdown though on a 78-yard run, but offensively your team runs crazy and you win 42-6. Coach, tell me about the win a little bit.
Yeah, really super proud of the way our kids responded. You know, we were talking before we got on air here that it's too bad we're having to put our pads away because we're just kind of hitting our stride. Our young guys are, you know, at that stage where they're becoming veterans, and we're really just, things are starting to, light bulbs are coming on, and we're starting to click a little bit. But they just did a great job. They controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides again. You know, this is 3 weeks in a row that our defense has really stepped up down in with our backs against the wall, and I mean got after it a little bit. And it was getting pretty physical and pretty chippy there for a little bit, and our guys responded to every bit of that. Probably one of the more physical games we had played in the last few weeks. We just continued to grow in that area and follow that lead of some of the guys that set that tone for us, and our guys are starting to drink that Kool-Aid. So that's really exciting. And then on the offensive side, we just really got after it up front and did some really good things. And not that the numbers that we put up weren't awesome, but we'll get some of our stats cleaned up. But we really threw up some big numbers, especially on the ground, and it was good for us to do that. And we were able to, we came right out of the gates, right off the bat. And, I talk week in and week out about that first 6 minutes of each half, and our guys really attacked that first 6 minutes. And, we took that opening drive down, and with about eight and a half minutes to go in the first quarter, popped it in, turned around 3 minutes later, popped it in. So we were up 14-0 right inside that 6 minute mark. And that's where we wanted to be. And, get into the second, get a couple good stops and get in that second quarter and get up 21-0. We had tons of opportunities in that second quarter to put up. We got a couple touchdowns. We had some calls that were a little tough that either way they go, we could easily been up by five, maybe even six scores at that time at halftime, but we weren't. It was 21-0 at halftime, and we had to kick off to them. And again, we emphasized that first 6 minutes of that second half, and we came out. We stuffed them and got the ball back and took that first drive and popped it in with, about 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. So right out of the gate, we did a nice job and turned around a minute and a half later and popped another one in. Two good runs by Sam Clausen and Robe Burry, big runs that were really, our offensive line just taking over at that point and taking care of business. They were super physical. We just got into our 12 personnel type setting, and with Tristan Bransoy, Cole Crutzinger, and Christian Anderson, Trevor Seidel, TJ Weber, Brock Good, Corey Thorson up front. They just did a great job. And then, we get behind Luke Kearney and Kellen Moore. They're kind of our lead blockers, and those guys were just physical. They've just been doing a really good job the last 3 weeks, especially here, where they're just putting hats on hats, and they're finishing things, and they're putting people on their backs, and that's the style of football we've been looking for, and that's what we've been preaching. And the light bulbs, like I said earlier, are coming on, so it was a lot of fun to see.
And, Coach, you talked 12 personnel there, two tight ends, one running back. Tell the listeners a little bit, you guys really just pounded the run, and when you guys get something that's just working, you guys just keep going with it, and it was tough for them to stop. How important is it? I mean, you do go into different formations, but, it kind of goes back to the old saying, don't take the horse off the winning feed. You guys just kept pounding what was working.
Yeah, you know, we've got some different options, and we've got some different personnel packages. You know, we're, you know, I think for we just don't sit in one thing. We run some RPOs, and we got just a straight-ahead run game, and we like to mix and match, and we like to make formations look very similar, you know, whether it's a run formation or it's a pass formation, and just take what the defense gives us, and if there's gaps in it, you know, you just keep getting after it. There's no sense of reinventing the wheel there. And, you know, Andy Olson, I think he went for, right now, I think tentatively we've got him for 18 carries for 200 yards. And Sam Clawson went for 80 yards. And, you know, he had a 70-yard run called back and another long run. He could have easily been over 100 yards as well. Boy, they were hitting the hole hard. And they weren't going down. And, you know, I told the guys going in that Okoboji, you know, some of their weaknesses coming in were they, you know, they got themselves in trouble during the season by turning the ball over a lot, and their tackling was, you know, pretty iffy at times. And I just told our backs, man, I'm like, you get behind these guys and they start blocking for you. I mean, you run hard and get behind your pads, and you're, you know, good things are going to happen for you. And that last score that Andy had, that he tiptoed down the sideline, was a great run, and part of it was just, you know, just not stopping, not quitting. You know, we talked about that last week. You asked me about that. That's that mentality. Like, I mean, you just keep going hard, and you make sure that they have to bring you down. You don't just go down. And you know, Andy threw that right out there. The way Sam hit the hole a couple times, as you saw. I mean, he's got some explosiveness, and he did a great job there. And you know, late in the game, Robey. We give him the football, and he takes 146 yards. You know, Jack Thompson had a big run called back that could also added to it. So, you know, just super proud of the way those guys get after it and what our philosophy is there, you know, mixing it in and out, running the ball between the tackles, and then get outside with that fly jet sweep things that we do, and then, you know, mixing in the pass enough just to keep them honest. And we executed that real well. So, you know, it was just a nice mix. And, you know, we were, like I said, we're really hitting our stride here offensively. And a lot of that's just the maturation of some of our young guys in some of those positions. And it's just really starting to click for them.
And, Coach, your team will end the season with three victories and six defeats this year, all around a fantastic end, couple of wins here to close out the season. Coach, these seniors, I know extra special for you, but these seniors, all of them, a lot of them on this roster have done a lot of really big things for this program. What have they meant to you in this program?
Well, obviously, they mean a lot to me. You know, having a son in this class, that's a big deal. And, you know, it seems like, you know, this is the second time I've had a boy graduate from Forest City High School. And each one of those classes, not that every class that graduates from here and plays for you for 4 years doesn't mean something, but, you know, you follow these kids around and about everything, and your boys are involved, and they're at your house, and you know, they just hang out with each other, and you get to build just a little bit more of that special bond and relationship with them. And, you know, this group's, we've had a lot of special groups, and this group's just a great group of kids, a real smart group. And, you know, they've held it together. You know, they've done a nice job, and, you know, we've got you know, I just can't say enough about them. I'm just super proud of what they came into the season doing and the goals that we had. And, you know, like I told them last night, getting in a process, staying to the process, believing in it. You know, they played a hard schedule, man. Like, I mean, our losses are all against playoff teams. You know, we played five out of six teams that were ranked at the times we were playing them. I mean, And they battled and they competed, and we came up a little short and we made some mistakes, and it was a learning process. And along that way, you know, lots of teams could have quit, and not these guys. And then when we got out of that stretch and we came out, we're playing some pretty dominant football right now and laying it on some people pretty good. So, like I said, we're really just kind of hitting our stride, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, the leadership we've got in this senior class. With these guys, and And it's the guys you obviously see on the football field that do some pretty special things, but we've got guys in practice that are leading as seniors and helping along. You know, we've got Robey and Kellen and Braden Swearingen, Andy Olson, Alex Isebrand, as we go down through this list, T.J. Weber, Trevor Seidel, Colby Krutzinger, Connor Sopko. I mean, hopefully I didn't miss any of these guys, but, you know, the one thing I want to point out is, you know, Braden Swearingen and Connor Sopko, those two guys in our practices and daily, behind the scenes, they do a great job of leading and challenging kids and bringing energy to our practices. And, you know, that's not something that, you know, the crowd that comes out on Friday night sees. But it means a whole bunch to our football team. And it's not something that's, you know, going to be in a stat sheet or in a newspaper or on social media, but that's the stuff that's invaluable. And those guys brought that aspect to our team. And, you know, Isebrand and Sopko and Swearingen, those guys are great kids. They're super smart. They're going to be very successful young men. And they did a great job of leading. And I'd put them right up there, you know, with every one of our guys as leaders, and they really stepped up. You know, Connor Sopko last night was 6 for 6 in extra point kicks and did a great job with that. Robey has, you know, a great game. And Braden, you know, he's had a tough senior year. He got kind of banged up with his shoulder early on in that first game playing some defense. And, you know, I know that hindered him. He wasn't able to throw and play quarterback like he had kind of planned on for this year. It was a little bit tough, but you know, he's out there every single day leading and helping with scout teams and doing some great things. So I'm super proud of him. And Alex Isebrand was out his freshman year, came back out his senior year. Just a great kid. I mean, super attitude, works hard every single day, jumps in, trying to learn, asking good questions, and you know, he's just a joy to work with every single day. So, you know, and then you obviously got the guys we talk about every single week, and you know, we're going to lose some pretty special dudes there, and especially with our offensive line, Trevor Seidel, T.J. Weber, and Colby Krutzinger. Those are three big cogs into our offensive line, and a lot to do with the success we had. You know, and then from a skill standpoint, we're going to lose a pretty special player in Kellen Moore, and you know, he obviously has a little bit more attachment being my son, but you know, whether it is or not, he's a special dude, and he's had quite the career here, and some of the numbers that he has, and you know, he's got some big decisions ahead of him, and you know, we wish him the best as he goes forward. But and I wish the best to all these guys as they move forward, because they'll do a great job. And you know, and I think that's something that's I really value, being the football coach here in Forest City and being here for as long as I have. The thing that means the most to me is when those guys come back as, you know, young adults and grown men and share their stories and their successes. And that's just what really keeps me going every single day, because that's the fun part, you know, to watch them become husbands and dads and all that stuff. That's just, it's awesome. And then just to listen to them share their version of being part of the Forest City football program and that era, as all the guys that have been in it, as we refer to as the Brothers of New Era or the Bone, and the guys that have been in the middle of that, they know what I'm talking about. So it's just a lot of fun, and that's what drives me every day to come out and help these guys. And then, you know, able to do what we did these last few weeks is super rewarding to watch young men do that. So a lot of fun.
And, Coach, going into next season, some key pieces return. Of course, seems like the workhorse in the backfield, as we've seen a little bit this year, in Sam Clausen. You're going to have a quarterback return with a year's experience, and, of course, some other athletes that will come back, and Jack Thompson among quite a few others. So, Coach, do have some pieces to build on for next year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, really – really excited about the guys that are coming back. We've got, you know, we're going to have good core speed again. We're pretty fast this year. And I'd assume, you know, if these guys make the jumps that they made in this last year, it's going to be really exciting. But, yeah, you've got, you know, some good skill coming back in Jack Thompson and Sam Clausen. You know, we've been talking about Ty Dillavue all year and his development and where he's going. I'm super excited about him and where he's going to be going. Had another great night last night, and he ended up with a great solid season. He did over 1,000-yard passer as a sophomore and just continued to get more solid, make good decisions. And again, last night, threw some really good balls. That ball that he hit Kellen on right off that opening touchdown, I mean, that thing was laid right on the money. That was a no-brainer. He made some great throws, and he cleans up his mechanics here in the off season and does some of the things that we'll talk about here. He's going to be a special guy at that quarterback position, which is going to, you know, really help out. We've got guys like, you know, that contributed a whole bunch for us, and Grant Woogie and Corey Thorson and Lucas Kearney, just a real solid workhorse, man. That guy gets after a little bit. Nick Donchie last night that's two weeks in a row that he's just come in that defensive line, and he's really done a nice job and helped us out. And, excited about his future, and he spends another year in that weight room. It's going to be a lot of fun. Christian Anderson, who's been a two-year starter for us, he's got another year coming back. And then Brock Good, who's a sophomore that stepped into our offensive line, he made some huge strides. You know, he put on 30 pounds, and he's a weight room guy. He likes that, and he's got the attitude, and he's going to be a special player for Forest City as we move forward. And, you know, bringing him back in that offensive line is going to be a big deal. And, you know, you got Tristan Bransoy, who, you know, this was his first year out for football, and he really started to make some huge strides. He's a guy that I wish I – you know, a bunch of these guys, but he's just really starting, the light bulb's coming on, and it's a special thing. And then you've got our secondary guys and Jackson Archer and Vinny Feldman. Those two guys are going to be, along with Jack Thompson, back in that secondary. I believe he's probably one of the best secondaries I've coached since I've been here at Forest City overall this year. And, you know, and we're going to bring a core group of those guys back next year, and two lockdown corners again. And Jackson Archer was really, you know, I look forward to, I think he's going to do some great things next year from the receiver position and from, you know, and from that defensive back position. And I think he'll be a nice transition and step in and be able to replace Kellen, and do a pretty, you know, a nice job of that. And then you got Ryan Bailey last night. He got a start because of some illness, and he's got a bright future ahead of him, and I like where he's at. So, we've got some really cool things going to happen here, and you know, there'll be some of those young guys, those freshmen, that'll be different young men when after they spend a year in the weight room and do some growing and eat. But a lot of exciting things, and you know, we've got a new district schedule that'll come out. This is a redistricting year, so there's a little bit of an unknown there. You don't know what you're up against and what you're preparing for. Probably won't find that out till February, March, but they're going to leave this season with a good taste in their mouth, some motivation to get in that weight room and spend some time in this off season getting better, and look forward to what they're going to do and grow for next season.
Coach, thank you so much for your time all year. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Z. Appreciate it.
That was Forest City head football coach Chad Moore.